Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord, praise God, and the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, to let you know Jesus. I'm a Jesus man. I love Jesus. Praise God. Come to change your life. Make your life brand new. Get you ready for heaven. Praise the Lord. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that behind prison bars. We have some beautiful services in them jails and prisons that we visit. And we're here on radio to preach the gospel to all of you that's out there in the free world, as well as those of you that behind prison bars, to let you know Jesus come to change lives. Make your life brand new. Praise God. We've been preaching the message, Do You Love God? All during the month of February. We're going to continue it into the month of March. So anyway, want you to stay tuned for the continuation of the message today on the end of February. Praise God. Do you love God? Praise the Lord. Tell your cellmate, to today's broadcast, the continuation of the message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Yes, our project for Bibles to prisoners, those of you in the free world that want to be part of this ministry, to send Bibles to those that behind prison bars. Your tax-deductible gift is greatly appreciated, large or small. Thank God for those the Lord laid on your heart to give donations toward our ministry, because we use those donations to buy Bibles for those that behind prison bars. Spanish Bibles go to Spanish-speaking inmates, because Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. When I preach to the Spanish population, I talk about Jesus, which is Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Spanish Bibles go to them. Spanish material. English Bibles go to English-speaking prisoners. Praise God. Then in India, Tolo language Bibles go to them in the Tolo language. Praise God. So, our ministry is big, sending Bibles to prisoners. Those you're in the free world, your tax-deductible gift is greatly appreciated. You can send it through our ministry address or through our, get on our website, Heaven Bound Train website, and click on to PayPal. And the Lord will bless you for being part of this great ministry to send Bibles to prisoners. Praise God. May God bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Do you love God? We love God. That's why we do like we do. Missionary Velvet. Send Bibles to prisoners. Praise God. Amen. We preach the gospel here on radio. Praise the Lord. Preach it on the internet. Around the world. Visit the jails and prisons, because we love God. Amen. We love the Lord. Glory to God. Let's go to 1 John 3. Pick up at verse number 11. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
Well, this is the message that we hear from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother, and wherefore slew he him? Because his own work were evil, and his brother's righteous.
Now, we know when people commit homicides, is wicked in the eyes of God. It is so sad in our cities. Sometimes in the local towns, you find dead bodies. It's sad. But the devil is behind it. Jesus come to get the devil out of the people so they won't do that evil. Take innocent lives. Shed innocent blood. He wouldn't do that. Praise God. You see, Cain was wicked because he killed his brother. It's bad to take people's lives. Commit homicides. The Lord will cast that devil out of you. Glory to God. He sure will. Amen. Love your brother. Love your sister. Praise God. He won't destroy them and do evil. Praise God. Hate them. You wouldn't do that. Praise the Lord. But you'll love them. Now Jesus showed love. Even for Herod, King Herod, he showed love. By, praise God, he went to Herod. Herod was an enemy to Pilate. But because Jesus was in the midst, they became friends. That's written in the Bible. Praise the Lord. Letting you know, Jesus showed love. We as people of God need to show love. Look at our presidents. We got a new president, President Biden. New Vice President Harris. But the former president, Trump. How that people hated him. Amen. You cannot go to heaven with hatred in your heart. You hear me? When Jesus said, love your enemies. Praise God. You talking about you love God and then hating people. Praise God. That's the devil. You hear me? Glory to God. Amen. So many people hated Trump so bad. Praise God. They hate the man. Praise the Lord. How in the world are you going to go to heaven with hatred in your heart? Glory to God, amen. Praise God. Amen. I didn't agree with the evil things that Trump, President Trump done. I don't agree with the devil. Jesus didn't agree with Herod, what he did. He didn't agree with him. But he didn't go around like he hate the man. Praise God. And when you get Christ in you, you will love your enemies. That show you got Jesus. Praise God. You wouldn't be like some of these lukewarm Christians hating people. Go around hating President Trump. Hating him. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. You're going to die and go to hell if you don't get that mess out your heart. Jesus said love people. Love your enemies. That's what he said. Praise God. He didn't say go around hating folks. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And then some people want to go and worship, amen, the vice president. I know she's, amen, is wonderful. A black woman is vice president, but that don't mean if you go and get and worship her like a god. God ain't pleased at that. You hear me? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We need to love Jesus. Praise God. Love the Lord. You hear me? Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe in treating folks right. Amen. Do it like Jesus said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Folks need Jesus. You hear me? Need to be saved. Praise God. Get sanctified. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Folks need to be saved. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. That's more important than all this natural stuff out here in this world. Praise the Lord. Folks need Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Folks need Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Folks say, man, so much natural. Want to get natural. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know it's nice. He made things nice for us black folks. Praise God. That's wonderful. But that's not salvation. When you get Christ, you go beyond that. Amen. It makes the white man love the black man. Make the black man love the white man. You get where I preach. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, I don't raise no hatred in my heart. Hating people because of their color. Amen. Of their skin. I ain't in that devilish mess. You hear me? Praise God. I love people. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. God wants you to love him. Love people. The Bible says love one another. Anybody say? Sister Velvet?
Amen.
Say love one another.
And so we know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren.
That you love the brethren.
He that loveth not his brethren abideth in death.
If you don't love your brethren, you abideth in death. You hear me? Praise God. You got to love people and treat them right if you plan on making heaven your home. Love your enemies and treat them right if you want to make heaven your home. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to pick it up in the month of March. Amen. I'm a homeless preacher. You hear me? Glory to God. I preach what is right, not what people want to hear, what you need to hear. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful word. Lord, look at our people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, if you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blow out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Breathe in their soul. Sanctify them holy. Put that joy in there. Put that peace and love in their heart. Lord, I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And now speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand of Calvary. Touch, heal, and deliver. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch those prisoners. Let them know you love them. Bind them contrary spirits. In the name of Jesus. Lord, touch them right now. In Jesus' name. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him. The song say, yes, Jesus loves me. Because the Bible tells us so. He loved each and every one of us, hallelujah. And he wanted us to love him, to give our life fully to him. So you believe that prayer to Ella Holmes and pray, hallelujah. You have received your deliverance, so hang on in there and don't let it go. You keep on thinking and keep on praising God for what he has done and what he's going to do. Dover had prison by Ella Holden, I love you. But Jesus loves you even more. As our author said, if he has me weighed down, he can pick you up. He can restore you, revive you, and renew you. Hallelujah. You are not forgotten. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us. We pray for you. Remember that God loves you with an everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, for every one of us, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, hallelujah, he is able to perform. I challenge you. I implore you to give him a chance. And you will not be disappointed. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Sister Velvet, me and myself, that soon we get a green light, we'll be able to go back and do what God called us to do, to minister to those that behind prison bars. Praise God. We will pray for you. To this broadcast, Chaplain William Holmes, along my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.